Hallelujah. It's nice to say hi every now and then. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. It's an awesome thing that we just want to remember and keep them in prayer that are helping at the farm show. It's awesome how they're all, everybody's rallying together and working for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. We know it's a lot of work and a lot of time that goes into that. So we just want to remember them in prayer that God will give them the strength. Amen. To do what they need to do. Amen. And what I do want to mention tonight is that we want to remember that tomorrow is Sister Emily's birthday. Amen. Amen. So where is she at? There, she's right there in the back. Amen. If you see her, hug her neck, tell her you love her, and all those good things. Amen. Amen. Sister Emily's such a wonderful person. She's a blessing to us and a blessing to this church. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Again, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I want to talk to you tonight for a few moments. And I was in here the other day, and I was worried because I was painting upstairs. I've been painting a lot, so anytime you come in here and smell paint, it's my fault. Amen. And when we left, I walked out that door over there in the corner, and it was just like a haze in here. And I came in tonight thinking, I hope everything's not white. Amen. But it's not white. We're okay. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. You can remain seated tonight. I'm going to read some scripture in your hearing. I'm going to read out of Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. Mark chapter 10. Very familiar passage of scripture, story. I'm going to read it here tonight. It says, and they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with the disciples. And a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timotheus, that sat by the highway side begging. Amen. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And many charged him and that he should hold his peace. But he cried out a more great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And Jesus, the Bible says, and Jesus stood still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Amen. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. I want to talk to us tonight for a few moments on things that I wish I could do. We're going to pray real quick. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word, God, that it's powerful, God, and that it's true. God, I pray tonight that your word would go forth, God, that you would help, God, the new saint, God, the saint that's been here for a long time. God, I pray, God, that you would speak to every single one of us tonight, God. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I'm glad today that the word of God is for everybody. Amen. If you're new to this church, the word of God is for you. Amen. And if you've been here for a long time, the word of God is for you. Amen. And so the word of God is so powerful, and it's so true. And I think a lot of times that we deviate from things because we deviate from the word of God. Amen. But when we go back to the word of God, it's then we find our strength, and then we find our peace. Amen. This is a very familiar passage of scripture, a story in the word of God. And there's a lot of things that we can talk about tonight in this story, but I just chose a few. One of the things that jumped out to me was that the Bible says that Jesus stood still. Jesus stood still. Amen. When we begin to operate in faith and we begin to act in faith and we begin to respond to God in such a way, it's then when God begins to stand still in your life. Amen. But it takes action on our end, and it takes works. You know, the Bible says that faith without works is dead. And it's amazing to me that when we come to God, and when we first came to God, we're so willing and so hungry and so eager to get a hold of God. And I just want to say from the very onset tonight that to live for God and to go forward in God and to be progressive in the kingdom, that it still takes faith. Amen? Amen. It still takes faith to get a hold of God. And it still takes faith to please God. Amen. And I'm thankful today for the presence of God. And Brother Ramos already said it tonight. He said that we begin to speak things into the atmosphere. And when we begin to speak the right things, then we get the right response. And he said that he was careful to say that he was fixing to post on Facebook, but good thing he didn't, because he wanted to speak things of faith and he wanted to speak things of a good report. Amen. And God showed up. Amen. And that's what I come to talk to you about tonight. Amen. Is using your voice. Amen. And speaking things in the spirit. The Bible says that we should speak things as they are. Amen. We got to start to call things out as they are. And amen. I just come to remind the church tonight. Amen. That we are a church of faith. Amen. That we are a church of action. That we are a church of speaking some things into existence. Amen. And some may say that, hey, you guys are a little crazy and you guys do things a little different. Amen. But we know the goodness of our God, and we know that what God is able to do. And we know that if we'll just have faith to believe, then we can receive tonight. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 If we lose our faith tonight, then we lose our identity. Amen. Because our identity is simply tied to Jesus. And it's not my rule or the rule of religion, but it's the word of God. And we understand that it's by faith that God responds. Amen. And so I want to talk to us tonight for a few moments on this thought, what I wish I could do. And the Bible tells us this story, and it tells us that Jesus was passing through Jericho. And if you study that, we find that Jesus was passing through Jericho one last time before he would ultimately go to Calvary. The Bible tells us that blind Bartimaeus was the son of Timotheus, which that is exactly what his name meant, the son of Timotheus. Amen. The Bible tells us that he was a beggar, that he was a blind beggar. The Bible tells us later that this beggar has a name, and his name is Bartimaeus. Amen. And I'm just thankful today that I'm not judged by my circumstance or judged by where I'm at, but I'm thankful tonight that God knows my name. Amen. No matter what life throws at me, or no matter what anybody calls me, God knows my name. And I've come to tell you tonight that God knows your name. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you're at, God knows your name. Amen. I find it very interesting that the word of God shows us that they call him a beggar, but that Jesus says that his name is Bartimaeus. Amen. We serve a very personal God tonight. Amen. We know that he was blind, and the Bible said that he was a beggar. In other words, he reached his point in life, blind Bartimaeus, where he was just surviving as a blind beggar. But one day the Bible says Jesus came through. And I'm sure it wasn't the first time that Jesus had come through that place and come through that city. Amen. The Bible says that he heard that Jesus was passing by this particular road. So this is what society deemed a beggar that began to cry out when he heard Jesus draw near. This man had to know that this road, he had positioned himself somehow with his ailment and put himself in a place to where he could gather some things in his current condition. And this was a very busy road. But it's interesting to me to know that this man, blind Bartimaeus, knew who Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was. Because the Bible said that he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. He knew and he believed who God was. Now, I don't know how it transpired. I don't know that if he was raised in the church. I don't know that he had heard of God. But I know that he knew who Jesus was. He understood the way that Jesus came into the world. He understood the very deity of God. He understood that he was the Messiah. Yes, he had it right because he said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. He began to cry out and he began to plead for mercy. Amen. Because there's only one that can give grace. There's only one that can give mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why it's important to understand as Christians who it is apostolic people to know who God is. Because you cannot inherit the resources of God until you declare the name of Jesus. Because when you declare the name of Jesus, you get everything. Amen. When you declare the name of Jesus, you can receive healing. Amen. You can receive help. Amen. You can receive salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other name. Amen. You must believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he knew who God was. He knew that he was the Messiah. He knew that he had power to forgive sins. He knew that maybe he had heard stories of old that he had the power to lay his hands upon the sick and they would recover. Hallelujah. And so it's intriguing to me that he knew who he was. The Bible says that the people, they charged him. They charged him. In other words, they told him to hold his peace. They told him to just chill out. They probably looked at him that as a beggar that had been there for a long time. Don't bother Jesus. He's on his way. We got other things to do. Amen. And so the Bible says that they stopped him and they commanded him to stop doing that. But there's something powerful that happens, amen, when you begin to call on the name of Jesus. There's something that powerful that happens when you begin to declare the name of Jesus. There's something powerful that happens, Brother William, when you begin to speak things into the atmosphere. There's a change that happens. Jesus stops, the Bible says, in his steps, and he turns around, and he begins to give his attention to this man. I want to tell you today that our help doesn't come from an outside source. Amen. That we're not to be looking towards karma or towards this or towards that. But when we begin to speak that name, amen, the devils have to tremble. Amen. Hell has to stop. And God takes notice. Hallelujah. So he spoke that name. It was at this moment when deity and man connected. Amen. What we need in our lives is a divine interaction with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you read the Word of God, it will show you over and over and over that it is encounters with God over and over. It is these encounters with God that change the situation. It is these encounters with God that provide the miraculous. It is these encounters with God that conquers death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's when deity and man connect. Hallelujah. He had this moment that he knew who God was. Though he was blind, he knew who God was. Amen. He had an act of desperation that would stop Jesus right in his tracks. Amen. And so it was an opportunity for him. Amen. And I thank God today for the opportunity to be in his house and to be in his presence. Amen. The Bible says, Brother Landry, that we can boldly come before the throne of grace. Amen. We can approach God, but we have to open our mouth. We have to reach out to God. We live in a day where if we will open our mouth and cry out to God, God will listen and he will help and he will bless. Amen. We have opportunities that we live in. We live in such a wonderful dispensation where we have complete access to God. Many of us today in our coming to the Lord understood that our faith was the factor when we first came to God. Amen. That our voice, our worship, and our praise loosed the hand of God in our lives. It was in those beginning stages when we knew that if we could just come to an altar and get a hold of God, that God can fix our mess and that God could have mercy on us and God could help us and God could be with us. We understand that when we come to God. But something begins to happen in the process of time. We forget where our help comes from. Amen. We begin to carry the burdens of this world on our shoulders. We begin to carry depression and different things in our life because we're so inundated by our feelings and our emotions and the things that we go through. But we forget that we've got to start speaking some things into this atmosphere, that we've got to start speaking the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we forget what God can do. Amen. They say accidents happen within 5 minutes from our homes. Amen. Anybody ever hear that tonight? They say accidents happen within 5 minutes from our homes. And it's so with our faith. We forget how to reach God because we become so familiar. Hear me tonight. We become so familiar that we forget. Amen. But I want to remind someone here tonight. The Bible says if we begin to cry out and we begin to lift our voice and if we begin to act out, amen. I know it's crazy, and it was crazy back then when he started to yell. And I know that some say that we're crazy today. Amen. But I'm telling you today, there's something that happens when you begin to cry out to God. There's something that begins to transpire when you begin to act out in faith tonight. Amen. We've got to act out. We got to speak those things. We got to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 We've got to begin to speak things. We've got to use our voice. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus responds still to our faith. Jesus responds to our faith tonight. To our faith or to our lack of faith. Amen. I don't care if they call me crazy. I'd rather be crazy, amen, than get my miracle, amen. Hallelujah. I'd rather call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because the Bible says that he is able to save. He is able to save tonight. Hallelujah. Sometimes our faith, it just needs to scream. Sometimes our faith, sometimes just needs to raise its hands. Sometimes our faith needs to do whatever it needs to do to get a hold of the Creator. Amen. Amen. He became desperate for God. The Bible says that he got louder and he got louder. And the people began to say, stop what you're doing. Amen. They began to tell him that you were at a place. But this is where they missed it, because he knew who Jesus was. And he knew what Jesus could do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to silence the naysayers in your life. Amen. If you need something from God tonight, you need to silence the naysayers that are around you. And you need to step outside yourself and begin to declare some things in the Spirit. You need to begin to declare some things in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to not worry about what you look like and what you sound like. Amen. But you've got to step out. Amen. And step out to a God who is willing to help and save. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus stopped. Hallelujah. I'm telling someone here tonight that Jesus wants to stop by your road. Amen. People are going to tell you that you need to stop. They're going to tell you to take another approach if you need something from God. Amen. But if you need something from God, Amen. I'm talking to a church who knows how to get in the presence of God, who knows how to contact God. And what I'm telling you tonight, if you need something from God, you've got to put yourself in a place to receive. And the way you do that is you begin to cry out to God. You begin to reach out to God. You begin to worship and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's so imperative that we never lose our worship, that we never lose our ability to get a hold of God. We ought not to care about what people think about us, amen. We ought not to care what they say about us, amen. Because we have a God who loves us and we have a God who cares, amen. But I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost that God is requiring a voice from someone in this house tonight. Amen. God says you have a problem, but God says I can't hear your voice. God says you have a problem, but God says I can't hear your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Perhaps God ain't stopping by because we are not speaking. Amen. They say that silence is golden. Amen. But it can be consent. Amen. Don't sign tonight. Don't sign your own death certificate. But you've got to say something. You have to say something. Don't sign your own death certificate tonight. What I'm saying is there's times where we've got to be silent. And there's times where Pastor said it the other night that Adam didn't say anything. And I'm telling you that we've got to open our mouth and we've got to say something, amen. Because silence isn't always golden. Sometimes you're signing your own death, amen, by not saying anything. You're staying in the same struggle, amen. You're staying in the same situation, amen. But something begins to happen when you begin to open your mouth and cry out to a God who can. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What I wish I could do. I wish that I could just wave a magic wand and everybody's problem just disappear and go away. Amen. I wish that I could pray that everybody I prayed for, amen, was healed. I wish that everybody that I loved and my family that would be living for God today, that they would, if I just prayed, that they would be here. But I don't have the power to do that. You see, God made man. And God gave you a choice. And God gave you a soul. Amen. And God gave you a voice. Amen. And God gave you a will. Amen. And God is required for you to open your mouth, to serve him. Amen. To reach out to him, to call upon his name. Because they that call upon his name, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Things that I wish I could do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah said this before the New Testament. He said, in that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Isaiah was foretelling of a time that would come where Jesus would heal the deaf and that he would open the eyes of the blind. Amen. And that day is here today. Amen. We live in that day. We live in the dispensation of grace. Amen. We live in a time where we could boldly become before the throne of grace and connect with God. Amen. And receive power from on high. Amen. And receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We can go to God in prayer. Amen. We have full access to the things of God. Amen. We live in that place that Isaiah had prophesied about. Amen. The word of God has went forth. But the problem tonight is, hear me tonight, that the miracle has no voice. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I said the miracle has no voice. There are things that I wish I could do, but I can't do it for you tonight. I can't make you live for God. I can't make you open your mouth and say, Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. I can't make you repent unto God. I can't make you cry out to God to heal your body. Amen.
The word has went forth. The healer is healing, but the miracle needs a voice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm preaching about things that I wish I could do. Jesus is not only concerned about our health, but also our spirituality and our final destination. The Bible says this man, blind Bartimaeus, and I'm not just talking about physical healing tonight, church. I'm telling you, if you're new in the church and you're desiring to know more about God, and you're desiring to go higher in God, God wants to open your eyes to the things of God. And the way that happens is you put yourself on the road, and when Jesus passes by, you begin to say, "Hey, God, I'm over here. Hey, God, help me. Speak to me, God. Open my eyes tonight, God. Show me your word, God." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so God wants to open our eyes physically and spiritually. But God wants to put us on a road. Jeremiah said it, that God has an expected end for us. Amen. God, heaven is our goal tonight. Amen. And so this road, he said that after he had spoken and he had healed this man, the Bible says that this man, blind Bartimaeus, was on the road with Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be on the road with Jesus. When it's all said and done, if I get my healing or I don't get my healing, I want to be on the road with Jesus. Amen? Amen. And the Bible says immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus. You see, God does his best work, Brother Ramos, is when we interact. I can't interact for you. I can't have faith for you. I can only have faith for me. I mean, I can have a degree of faith for you, but there's just something that God requires out of you. Amen. God requires that relationship out of you. God requires to hear your voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But there is something that happens when we desperately reach out to God. God is moved by your faith. And it's then that God steps into your situation. Amen. Musicians, if you'll help me. Amen. It's kind of like this tonight. If I go to the DMV for Brother Reuben, and Brother Reuben needs to pay his tags, his registration, and whatever he has, and say he's got another car, he's gonna put a non-op on it or something. I don't know. You know, I'm just hypothetically speaking here. And Brother Reuben's telling me all these things that he's got to go do. And I say, you know what, Brother Reuben, I'm going to go take care of that for you. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to wait in a three-hour line, maybe four, and I'm going to take care of all that for you. It's going to cost me about $500. And I just love you, buddy. And I'm blessed of the Lord. I have a lot of money. I can do that for you. And I'm going to go in there, and I'm gonna take care of that for you, Brother Reuben. And I go in there, and I got all these papers. And I said, I'm here for Brother Reuben. Brother who? And so they're going to look at me and say, you have no access to Brother Reuben's files. I cannot take anything that you have. Because the reality is that Brother Reuben has to go in there himself. Amen. And so it is in living for God. And whatever it is that you're going through tonight, and whatever it is that you need tonight, amen, you're the one that has to stand. You're the one that has to lift your voice. Yeah, blind Bartimaeus had it right. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And so these are things that I wish I could do. Amen. But I believe that tonight that God is calling somebody, amen, to a new place in faith. Amen. To a new place in God.
Amen. When we begin to speak things into the atmosphere, where we don't receive the report of the doctor, where we don't receive the report of our situation, but we begin to stand in the authority and the power of God, and we begin to declare, God, it's me tonight, God. God, I'm needing help tonight, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you feel that way with me tonight, would you stand with me in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. You see, it's finished. The blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the lame shall walk. Amen. All we've got to do tonight is begin to open our mouth, Brother Ramos, and begin to stand in faith and begin to meet God at the point, amen, and stand and say, God, I need you tonight, God. God, I need you in my finances, God. God, I need you tonight, God, in my marriage. God, I need you tonight in my health. God, I need you tonight in my family. God, it's me, God. God, I'm gonna lift my voice to you. Come on, every eye closed, every hand raised tonight. If you feel that way, lift your voice. Lift your voice in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
As we close, can we just raise our hands and sing this song? We speak life into our situation. God can do the impossible.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you find yourself at, all you got to do is speak into it, and He'll do it. He'll bring you through it. Hallelujah. Thank you. One more time all together as we dismiss. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the word that you have given us, God. Lord, help us to speak into our situations, into, Lord, whatever may come our way, God. Lord, for without you, God, we are nothing, God. But with you, God, by our side, Lord, who can come against us, Lord? We thank you. We give you honor, Lord. We give you glory for all that you have done. Take this in heart. Take it home. Meditate on it. Let God do the rest. God bless you. You guys are dismissed.